And Dr. Steve Pachinik ran psychological warfare operations. He ran the Camp David operation. He helped found Delta Force. Most of you know who he is. He's helped overthrow governments using PSYOPs. Everything's moving right now. He's been warning of a PSYOP. I don't even know his view yet on this. I don't even know his view yet. We're going to find out his view. But bare minimum, we have witnesses saying there were drills. And then the media says, no, there were no drills. The government says there were no drills. And we have Navy SEAL types everywhere with black backpacks. Now, the videos and photos are pouring in. They were everywhere. There was a drill. That's confirmed. Boston Globe admitted that. And they always use a drill to cover up an op. Now, a real expert on this is Dr. Steve Pachinik, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy, stevepachinik.com. Doc, I got 2 hours sleep last night. I've done like 20 hours of broadcasting the last day, so I'm a little bit out of it right now. But I'm seeing all this happen. This is unprecedented. And then I'm predicting on air, now they'll say they didn't have the arrest because we blew their operation. Then they withdraw the arrest. This is the reporters who are all CIA and Israeli intelligence like Wolf Blitzer are melting down. They look like their lives are over. This is freaking me out. I'm watching them during the breaks, doctor, and you're a psychiatrist. They are freaked out. What has just happened from the intel I gave you? Because believe me, I don't BS. I do not bullcrap. What I'm telling you is the data stream I'm getting. This is off the chart. What do you say to that?
Well, as always, Alex, you and I come to the same conclusion, ironically, from two different points. And one of the reasons why I called you yesterday, I didn't see any of the point. You know, I didn't have the advantage you had on the video, but this is what I wrote. And it's not different from what you said.
I didn't even know this. Go ahead.
Doesn't know this. This is what I wrote. The unintended consequences of the Boston Massacre, the specific indictment. What happened of Bush and Obama and the U.S. military for the tortures of 9/11 prisoners were reported on the same day as the Boston Massacre at the level just below, but nobody read it. It was in the New York Times, a far more serious indictment accusing Bush Jr. and Obama of war crimes equivalent to that of the Nazi war crimes and the Japanese internments during World War II. And I predicted, on my end psychologically, that there would be a false flag to cover this. And lo and behold, you and I came to the same conclusion, and I wrote a blog to that effect, and I didn't know any points of your determinants, so you didn't know any of my points. So we've come to the same conclusion, but from my point of view, this is far more serious because not only is this a false flag, but at the same time on the front page of the New York Times, it was reported right below the Boston Marathon that Obama and Bush Jr. were indicted by a bipartisan review committee for 9/11 tortures. And
by the way, I was driving home last night at 4:20 a.m. from doing Coast to Coast a.m., and I heard Fox News. We monitor a report, a bipartisan commission founds universal collusion between intelligence, army, and the Pentagon to torture and cover it up, and that this is a crime, and good people in government are finally saying no, and I didn't even remember, we just showed the news article, is that why they did, knowing this was coming out?
That's exactly why they did it, because this indictment basically puts both Obama and Bush Jr. in prison on a Nuremberg trial and makes them totally illegitimate. In the world of counterterrorism, they would be so-called neutralized, arrested, and put in prison and jailed. No question about it. They said it in the bipartisan
Let me stop you.
Commission.
What does it signify to have a bipartisan commission finally admit that Nazi-type stuff went on? See, man, this is incredible. I get so, you know, out of control, analyzing the attack itself.
No, I understand, but you and I work together. The one I came from this from a totally psychiatric and also intelligence point of view, saying, wait a minute, why is this massacre occurring at the same time on a lower fold? You saw the article. It was both Asa Hutchinson, a Republican in the Bush administration, and James Jones, a Democrat in Congress, who led the torture analysis.
Yeah, there's your article. There's your article. So let me ask you this. This, to me, shows a counter coup in the government to have bipartisans say this is wrong, that a large part of the establishment, as I've been told, is actually freaked out by this tyranny and realizes there's no stability if this continues.
Correct. This is exactly right, Alex. And that's what we've been saying all along, that the a major part of what was called the elite, or people are intimidated and frightened. What's happened is Obama has literally continued the suppression, repression, and the Patriots Act of Bush Jr. and Clinton's rendition with Sandy Berger, a whole list. They mentioned of the criminals that I talked about, Michael Hayden, the National Security Agency, Cheney in particular.
And it comes out they illegally conspired to cover up and torture people, including children, in front of their parents. And then there's a Boston massacre when they knew it was coming out. Let me ask you this, though, because you haven't seen the photos and videos. They're up at Infowars.com. You've got guys that their bodies look like Navy SEALs. They act like them. Why would you have Navy SEALs everywhere, pretty much in quasi-uniform? Is that some type of cover? Because clearly there was a drill.
Well, it is a cover, but you got to remember what you're seeing now. What we do, what you see now, and it's created in the government, and it's often created by the CIA or FEMA or the FBI even, and what it's called the theater of terrorism. And what they do specifically is to create an incident where a few people are killed and a lot of damage, but the most important part aren't the people who kill, it's the anxiety and the terror that's created. We call that the theater of terror. And, of course, the ones who amplify that are the news broadcasters, and they are the most important element because they are the ones who become hysterical. They amplify the anxiety. They amplify the fear, and that's exactly what's intended when you want to create a false flag. So they played their part. You have Anderson Cooper playing his part.
CIA.
They're playing the part. And
let me ask you this. I've never seen body language. They were all real happy until I made my announcement. And then suddenly they all started responding and freaking out. And we've got the suspect. No, we don't. And they all, every channel looks freaked out right now. This has put them into disarray. What's going on?
Well, you hit it right on the head. The issue of the theater of terror when you create this kind of an explosion or false flag is to recreate uncertainty so that each one of the newscasters reflects that uncertainty and starts to fill in all kinds of fabrication and detail in a way that we want them to create the fear and anxiety and confusion so that the public becomes confused because they're confused and then they begin to contradict each other. And it's like a storyline that has no sense whatsoever.
So it's a fog of war, just to create a...
It's not a fog of war. It's an intentional created fog of war on steroids because they amplify this so much that there's no sense of reality at all.
Sure, expanding on this, though, they obviously don't want us to show the drill and the government operatives there. They are very freaked out about this.
No.
Let me ask you this. Why would they have people dressed like Navy SEALs everywhere?
Why? Because they didn't intend to they would assume that they could excuse that by saying, you know, these are guys who, like the Marine Corps Marathon, they're interested in basically jogging, and they're representing the Navy. They, in that sense, they could hide anything they want by saying, you know, the Boston Marathon ranks first, the Marine Marathon ranks third. So there's no issue for them in terms of rationalizing why they would have a Navy SEAL. That would have been part of any team, when in fact that would have been part of the stand down and the false flag. That's a double whammy for the government. They can use that very easily because they don't have to justify that. They can say, well, we have Navy guys who are able to run. We have Marine guys who are always involved. We have a Navy Yard in Boston. We have a Navy Yard in Portsmouth. We have a Navy Yard in Maine. But the real issue is that this whole issue covered the basic story of the indictment of Bush Jr. and two presidents for war crimes, which normally would have put them in prison and would have incarcerated them. But it took the attention totally away because nobody even listened to it. That was the key issue.
Well, I'm glad I called you. I'm really glad I called you because I heard that on the radio. I knew about that. And it's not even news. It's like back of the paper. There it is.
That's
U.S.
correct.
Engaged in torture after 9/11. Review concludes. It is indisputable that the United States engaged in the practice of torture and the nation's highest officials bore ultimate responsibility. And Obama's been caught at the Benghazi Center still doing the torture. I mean,
correct.
This is, and it's a sweeping 570 seven-page report.
Bipartisan, and also indicts our favorite liberal Nancy Pelosi, who comes around and tells us exactly what we should do, why we should hide our guns. She was one of the first liberals to really support.
She's on Nancy Pelosi. Torture. By the way, we're raping small children in front of their parents with battery acid.
Right. The only woman who protested this was Jane Harman from California. And this was really quite amazing. It was approved by Condoleezza Rice. It was approved by Colin Powell. It was approved by Bush, Cheney.
Are we seeing good guys in the government stand up, which you've talked about? I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe it was hiding in plain view, and I didn't get it. You should have demanded to come on.
Alex, it's not intended for you to get it. It was intended kind of, with all due respect to you and the entire American audience, you have to be trained in what we call, you know, the subtle languages. It's really, we have to give gratitude to Julia Abramson of the New York Times, who kind of cued me in very quickly. It's not me specifically, but she did a very clever job on the New York Times.
No, but what does it signify to let to have a major power structure organ do this, and then they knew it's coming, so they do the bombing to coincide as a cover, just like he did the fake SEAL team thing over the birth certificate? I mean, what does this signify internally?
What it signifies is that our country is splitting apart, exactly as I said to you before. There will be an internal civil war if this continues. And I think the New York Times has been exceedingly helpful, at least to me, in signifying how much of a...
So you're saying a certain part of the establishment gets they're going to lose a war with the states?
Well, it's not only that. It's a certain part of the establishment is against exactly Obama, Bush Jr., the suppression, the false flags, and they've been showing it to guys like me in a hidden way, in a covert way.
So yeah, I mean, not. I mean, let's say they're not even good people. They get, when there's no checks and balances, nobody's grandkids are safe.
No, no. Nobody's not. At this particular point in view, you have a totalitarian system run by criminals. I mean, they were literally indicted yesterday as criminals.
God, I can't believe it. You know, I go off my gut, but also intellectual. I was so focused on the event analyzing it, I wasn't looking
at... but that's what they wanted
to do. No, I understand that. I get it. I fell for it. Everything just even crystallized on another level because I get so focused on analyzing who's behind it. And now it all came together. There is a giant power structure fight. This is huge that they did this.
This is huge. This is why I had to go on your show and why I wrote it last night. And I was disturbed. And I told my friends, this is one of the most major indictments you've ever seen. It's not just Bush Jr. who should have been in prison and executed a long time ago. You're talking about Obama, who's been indicted as well on a bipartisan level, as well as Clinton.
Now, you talked last time you were on about how you've talked a lot in the last few months about indicting him. Had you gotten rumbles from the CFR, people that aren't pure criminals, that this was coming?
CFR is so irrelevant to what's going on. That's not really the power structure. The CFR is just for a bunch of retarded old people who have nothing else to do.
Okay, well, tell me how you knew this was coming. What does this signify? I mean,
what
ladies and...
What this signifies to me is that the absolute sense of power that Obama has and the continuation of the CIA, the FBI, FEMA, and the intelligence security is literally out of control. Congress does not have control over the judiciary.
And now they've run the most ridiculous false flag ever in front of us all.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to have to go get a few hours sleep here in about 20, 30 minutes. Dr. Pachinik will leave us. We're going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight in here. But as Pachinik puts it, he's right. In fact, it even crystallized when I was at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I thought, oh, this is distracting for that. That's important. But then I went to bed for 2 hours at 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. I know I'm a little greedy with my decadence, but I took my 2 hours and, you know, got back on the other radio shows. And I've been focusing on the false flag to go after domestic groups, which is their enemy because they're a globalist takeover, a corporate takeover. But as Pachinik said, this is huge news, and it's nowhere that they've come out with a bipartisan indictment, what they're calling it, because, folks, in this stuff is like torturing little five-year-olds and stuff. I mean, when they thought we were under their control, Rumsfeld would brag, yeah, we bring their kids in and start working on them, and people start answering questions. When it was all simulated fake to create double agents, they weren't really torturing real Al-Qaeda. Those guys work for them. And absolutely, I get that's my problem, as I get so obsessed on the minutia of the event proving that's a fraud. From that angle, why not pull back and go, well, I mean, I said they're going after gun control, open borders, giving Homeland Security expanded power. I saw that as the big picture, but not the giant trillion-pound elephant foaming at the mouth in the living room. Dr. Steve Pachinik, you're absolutely right. It all crystallized now. And you were telling me during the break, this is a war on America. Describe what's happening. And as a psych warfare expert who's brought down authoritarian regimes, what do you say people should be doing?
Well, I think people, Americans, should start being organized. This is, you know, Alice has done a phenomenal job over 10 years to explain to the American public how we have started with a stand down and a false flag 9/11, how it continued with a false war in Iraq, how we had torture and interrogation, how we spent $6 trillion in a war in Iraq that was a lie, how Bush Jr. should have been indicted and criminalized a long time ago, put in prison, and probably executed, as far as I'm concerned, according to the rules of the International Court of Justice and the Nuremberg trials. The same thing that was requested by the Bipartisan Commission on Torture Interrogation, they said that the actions of Obama and Bush Jr., that's why this was so important. This is a declaration that our presidents are not legal, they're criminal. From a bipartisan commission, Asa Hutchinson and Jones, this is not some wacko. And plus there's 6,000 classified pages on the CIA and their legal interrogation, including the mercenaries, And also, unfortunately, the indictment of somebody whom I admired, General Petraeus and Steele, and it involves the following. It says that the Japanese generals who did anything similar to what Obama and Bush Jr. did were immediately executed when the Jimmy Doolittle raid occurred. U.S. Army soldiers were immediately executed for waterboarding. In 1948, the Norwegians executed German SS soldiers for doing exactly what Obama and Bush Jr. and Clinton did. The only one to protest all this, and this study came out, was a Navy captain by the name of Albert Shimkus, who ran the hospital at Gitmo and saw the incredible torture and the incredible interrogations that were occurring, and protesters were thrown out. They indicted Bill Clinton, Sandy Berger, Bush Jr., Rumsfeld, Cheney, Condi, Steve Hadley, Elliot Abrams, General David Petraeus, Jose Rodriguez, the head of the CIA covert operations, who boasted repeatedly he was so proud because we only interrogated 30 out of 100 prisoners, but we got all the information that was required. And this was the same idiot who went out and created the movie Zero Dark 30 for that moron, Catherine Bigelow, and then came back after I told them that if you continue this film, it's going to compromise all our assets in the field. And then he came back and refuted his statement.
That's right. They came out and said the movie was pure crap. You're right. Stay there. Coming back, commercial-free in 1 minute with Dr. Steve Pashenik. If some stations leave us now, you've got to go to InfoWars.com/listen for the video feed and the audio feed. InfoWars.com for the audio and video feeds. We will continue transmitting throughout the evening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of men. Thomas Jefferson said that, and I have sworn that, and that oath is everything. I mean, and it's not that we're trying to be heroes here. I inherently will not be part of degenerate criminal corruption and a collectivist corporate crony robbery system. I will not sit by and suck my thumb and play ball with the New World Order. The money, the fame, the crap means nothing. And so many people are obsessed with what your neighbors think. Forget your neighbors. If your neighbors don't know we're in trouble, they don't even count. They're not even people. And I realize more and more, if you're not aware, if you're not awake, if you're not involved, you are dead. You're an animal. And people, you choose to be human or you choose to be an animal. I don't think the public's as stupid as you act. A lot of you have decided to be ignorant, And you know what? Just get out of my way then. Because I am not going to sit here and disgrace all my ancestors. Okay? And a lot of you have great people in your background as well. I am not going to sit here and bow and scrape and fetch and be a slave. And I'm sick of it. I am sick of corruption run amok. I want to go to calls, but we'll have to get to those when Jakari Jackson and the other folks come in about 20 minutes. I am beside myself today to know there were drills. Those are confirmed eyewitnesses. And they're what looks like Navy SEALs wearing their caps with black backpacks looking confused. And then the bomb goes off. They're all around the guy. They clearly sent people in a drill, set it up, detonated. And but they don't want it, they won't show the photos on the news that have now been seen millions of times online. I mean, just one site that has them is like, look at 4chan. What is it, 400,000 or something now? And the media is now doling it out like some big announcement's coming. First they said, we've arrested the person, because now the photo's out. Now they're like, oh, no, we didn't. Now they're evacuating the courthouse. I mean, there's probably black ops. I mean, this is panic mode. Where the supposed suspect was, you better believe that. This is, by the way, that's Associated Press. You are seeing craziness. Now, I'm looking at the low-level, microscopic level to discredit these people, to show the emperor has no clothes. Pachenik is pulling back and goes, Alex, you didn't read what I sent you? I'm like, no, it's off air. It's in the folder. Chris said, read it. I'm sorry. I just said, get you on. And then meanwhile, there's the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they did indict him for torturing children, and they're saying it's completely evil and systematic to deceive the public and a total felony, each count, punishable by life in prison or worse. And it's all confirmed in all the documents, and it's a congressional inquiry. And I'm like, my God, Congress tried to stand up to this imperial federalism. They tried to stand up to the imperial bureaucracy. And there was a bombing the day before they knew it was coming out, and it all clicked like tumblers. There is no doubt that completes the circle. And now they've got troops on the street all over the country checking papers. Punch up my screen for TV viewers. Look at this. You've got Boston papers, please. These young 19-year-old guys that look like not bad guys, but I bet those guys literally couldn't, win a game of checkers against a chimpanzee. And they are sitting there harassing some businessman. And look at the young, arrogant look. I've seen, I'm going to say it, German soldiers, Soviet soldiers, that same look, even wearing in cold weather the same type of balaclavas. Just the enjoyment of they're in charge. I mean, this is the mass retardation. I am not... Let me tell you, troops try to check my ID on the street. I'm not putting up with this crap anymore, okay? I'm sorry, Dr. Pachenik, I'm ranting because this is so real and I can feel the energy rising. It's not just the intellectual understanding. I came in here the day of the bombing on air and said something horrible is about to happen. I've never had such a horrible feeling. And now I realize why. This is the beginning of the offensive against the American people. In your own words, you said off air, where is the mobilization? This is a war against America. Describe the larger spectrum of where we are historically, culturally, with the criminal ne'er-do-wells.
Where we are right now is exactly where we were when our forefathers were in 1776 being oppressed by King George III. We have literally now a non-legitimate presidency and government and executive. We have not had a legitimate government or presidency under Bush Jr. for 8 years. So for exactly 12 years now, almost 12 years, we have not had a legitimate executive government. And in effect, what we have is a non-legitimate hierarchy or hegemony over us. So we have the right to indict our presidents, to organize, ask for an impeachment on not only for this president, but the impeachment of Bush Jr. and all of his minions in the White House, ask for their arrest and a court trial. If they refuse to do that as a collective, we all have to join together now as people. It's not going to only happen through your legislators. You can try through your legislators, through the Internet, but we get together in groups and ask for the Nuremberg trial. This is a war trial now of both Bush Jr. and Obama, who have been tried by their own peers in Congress and the bilateral commission saying that they're war criminals, we want them removed and put in prison. Therefore, we request a new election immediately, as soon as possible. If that is refused, then we go into what is called the revolutionary mode. Then we go to the guns, as we did in 1776. I have no qualms about that. If force is used to suppress us, if false flags are used to give us honesty, then I said to Jeb Bush, in the face of tyranny, treason is patriotism. Let me say it again. In the face of tyranny, which we have right now and we've had under Bush, treason, which is an act against the government, which is an illegal government, is an act of patriotism. Let me repeat that again. I have gone to prison, and they have attempted to put me in prison many times on that one action alone. But as Alex said, and I'm not ranting and raving, I've served my country over 30 years. I will serve it again. But this time, I will take down the presidents who are totally illegal, have created massive amounts of killing. You're not talking about three deaths in the Boston Massacre, thousands. You're talking about a war in which Obama killed
a million dead Iraqis, and that pig Albright says 600,000 dead Iraqi children's a good price to pay.
Correct. Well, this is what happened, and now Karl Rove was proud of how he used the interrogation. Cheney was proud of it. So now they must pay the price. American citizens unite to pay the price. Be you Democrat, liberal, right-wingers, whatever you are, Tea Party, it is time now for us to unite to fight an illegal, repressive government. I've said this since 9/11. It is now more so.
But I want to say this. They stage false flags because whoever shoots first loses, so they shoot first and blame it on us. And I understand you're saying down the road if they're arresting us in mass or something, we have a right to defend ourselves.
They can't. The truth of the matter is the government cannot integrate in mass. They're totally
No, I know they're a bunch of incompetent wimps who are posing like they're tough. The Germans were corrupt, but they were following orders. They were actually somewhat professional until the end. Even the same thing with the Soviets. Now it's totally dysfunctional. I get all that. I just want people to know how corruption works. Incrementally, you put up with more and more until you're in denial about everything. And there's no doubt that, I mean, when all the police are going public, going, we're being told to prepare to confiscate guns and arrest Christians en masse. That's how I'd wake the public up. But those are real orders from the Obama administration with weirdo czars quoting Mao and saying your kids don't belong to you. I think a Caligula insanity has taken place. And I've always said they're more methodical. But I do believe this elite, and you're a psychiatrist, so enlighten me. I know you're a really smart guy. I wouldn't ask the average psychiatrist what the time of day was. They're so weird, but you're a really smart guy. What is the mindset of these people? Because they are acting like nutcases. I mean,
let me be very clear. I've always said it to every president I've worked with against every terrorist. They're very clear-minded. They are very ruthless. This has nothing to do with craziness. This has to do with what we call power corrupts, absolute power.
No. I get that they're together.
Yeah,
hold on, doc. I get that they're together. I'm saying there's still a craziness in what they're doing, though. I get that they're organized.
No, in their mind, what they're doing is solidifying the nation state and the republic under their rule as they want it to continue, not as we want it to continue. They can no longer tolerate dissension. None of them came up through any form of what we call the American process. Neither Clinton, Bush Jr., nor Obama. None of them had a job.
So their mental illness is they're disconnected from reality.
They're totally disconnected from reality. They are a creation of the military-industrial oil banking complex. That's gone. But in order for the American public to get together, remember, you have to historically remember only 20% of the American public in 1776 went to the American Revolutionary War. Only 20%. It didn't take much to take down.
Well, it actually started with 3%, and then it was 5%, and maybe towards the end 20%. But, yeah, it was a minority that stood up.
It was a very small minority, but that's exactly how we have to begin again. It's not just the Tea Party or the left-wing or Republicans or Democrats anymore. It is now America versus the powers of the elite.
And that's why MSNBC,
the president,
that's why MSNBC tries to divide and conquer constantly, because they want balkanization.
Which one is this?
MSNBC wants balkanization.
Oh, you can't take MSNBC seriously. I mean, you've got Sharpton, you've got Rachel Maddow. These are you know, these are his.
No, I know, but it's a well-known White House-run group. My point is, Doc, is that they do want balkanization. You're right. They don't want us coming together under freedom. They want us fighting with each other while the robber barons rape us. Now, what do you take from this false flag being so sloppy? I see this as devastatingly dangerous for them, and I never sit there and pat myself on the back, or any of us. I'm actually scared of this at a level because I want to continue my work. They are in shambles right now. They got caught running a drill and staging this. I've never seen something like this. Why is it so shoddily done?
Because every one of them was, Alex. In effect, you had picked off everyone. Since the beginning of 9/11, which was shabbily done, they forgot to remember that there was a guy like me who said, wait a minute, Osama bin Laden was already dead. It was the entire system of a false flag depends on one point of lie or truth if it doesn't make sense. Then it came to the new town. Then it came to Osama bin Laden's death. Well, that wasn't possible. He was already dead. Then it came to new town. Well, that's not possible because you didn't see 22 bodies and six adults. Like you see now, you see the deaths and the massacres here. They're showing it to you here, the false flag. So it's a constant false flag, which basically can't hold itself because lies upon lies don't work anymore. And the American people aren't stupid. We work, we understand reality, but we're not always engaged in a collective action. Now we must be engaged in a collective action to bring the criminals to justice. That's the President of the United States, Obama, Bush Jr., Cheney, Biden. These are criminals. Not only determined by us, but determined by the studies and the commissions that were initiated by Congress to say these are war criminals. According to the International Conference of Criminals, which we are a member of, they would be in prison at this particular point, just like Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, or anybody else. That's why you had the false flag. By nature, the false flags are always pretty ineffective because they are very imprecise and really depend on the ability to maintain a consistency of truth and a consistency of a storyline and efficiency that the government can't maintain. They never have because they're not efficient. That's why when America can connect itself together, we all collect ourselves together, we get into groups, we demand the Nuremberg trial, an American Nuremberg trial for the indictment and prosecution of Obama's a war criminal, for Bush Jr.'s a war criminal, for Rumsfeld's a war criminal, for Cheney, for Biden, for uses of torture and interrogation and wars that were illegally done, then we begin the process of the second American Revolution, and that's where we are right now. If we don't do this today, I guarantee you, you will not have an America tomorrow.
Tell people the cost. Tell people what's going to happen if we don't speak out.
If we don't have it, you're going to see what's happening now. We will become literally the Roman Empire. We are imploding while our empire, the military, is stretching out all over the world and creating conflicts in Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and in the case where I was, North Korea, where they couldn't control it. In Japan, and we will have wars all over the world where you will have nothing to do with it. So we will be the Roman Empire without Rome, and we will implode. You will not have jobs. Your schools are secondary. You have homeless. I mean, I flew in from Korea, which is an incredible country, in the midst of a war, supposedly, which they didn't even they thought we were a joke. And I flew into San Francisco to Nancy Pelosi's area, and I saw schizophrenics all over San Francisco in the streets talking to each other, and she's talking to the world about doing a mental test assessment for guns, when in fact she had nothing but schizophrenics walking around San Francisco.
Why are there so many schizophrenics in California? Because I'll be anywhere.
They support them in the streets. They literally fund them. Give them food, and they call them homeless. They're not homeless. They're schizophrenic. But let's not forget the point. The point is, back again, America must organize. Those of you who listen to Alex Jones, this is not a conspiracy. This is exactly what the American public was about. A bipartisan commission of Democrats, Republicans, and others came together to say that our president, Obama's a war criminal. Biden's a war criminal. Petraeus is a war criminal. Bush Jr. is a war criminal. Cheney's a war criminal. Jose Rodriguez and John Brennan. So everything we're looking at is totally illegal. We're being run by war criminals. If that's the case, then I ask our officers at the level of the levels of captain, majors, to really question their authority above them, because they are no longer in command, and the president is no longer commander-in-chief of our armed forces. He's not qualified to be, and therefore we do not have a commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Martin Dempsey cannot be the commander-chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he, too, was implicated for interrogation and war crimes. So the military is the first part to say to themselves, are we, in fact, in charge? And you are now in charge. Your commanders in chief are not in charge. They are illegal. They are illegal presence, and therefore justifies you at the level of the colonel, the lieutenant colonel, and the major level to question the authority of the commander in chief at every level because they have been indicted for war criminals. You do not have a commander in chief who is legal and authoritative, no matter what he says. He's just been indicted for war crimes. Therefore, I ask our military officers, our veterans, to stand up and say that this is enough. We have to organize together, and if need be, we'll be armed. If this is what it comes down to, I ask our local officials, our local policemen to work with us, our local fire department. But this cannot be run anymore by an illegal criminal president who was indicted by his own Congress, and the previous president indicted by his own Congress, and the former president as well, Clinton. And therefore you have an illegal government that is no longer constitutionally viable. Therefore, the American public must try the present president, indict him, and we must have an immediate election to reelect a new president. Not in 4 years, not in 2 years, but within days.
Well, here's the
Boston
issue.
Massacre is nothing but a false flag, as was everything else that was done to us. So I ask you again, America. I asked you this 10 years ago, but no one listened. Now it's taken 10 years of countless false flags, of countless bodies, of 364,000 people dying in Iraq for a war that we did not want and we did not need. $6 trillion in debt. Men and women who are hemicorpectomies, veterans without legs and arms, and we call them wounded warriors. They were cannon fodders on our behalf. They were cannon fodders led by war criminals who refused to go to war. And now we're asked to support them, which we will. But I ask our veterans, 11 million of us who fought, to stand up and say that this is enough. We've had enough. We no longer have an official commander-in-chief. He is illegal. He's criminal. He should be tried, as is Bush, Cheney, Biden, and the rest of the government. They have been indicted by their own people.
Well, here's the issue.
Now the American public must stand up and say that this is the time of the second American Revolution. It's as simple as that.
Dr. Pachinik, expanding on the points you're making, you know, the fact is, this is what happens with tyrants, as you know, historically. They do more and more bad things, so they want to bring in tyranny because they're scared of all the bad things they've done. They don't want to be brought to justice. People are blackmailing them, you name it. And we've really gotten to that point where they're on the news going, we'll disappear you if we need to, and you can't have guns, and we're spying on you. And so we have gotten to that point when they've hired all these...
No, they're not even that brave, Alex, with all due respect to you. What they're doing now is diverting the issue to things like gun control, which have nothing to do with us, with Obamacare, which does not even exist. There isn't a congressman I know, and I know them all, who knows how to implement Obamacare. There are doctors who are leaving. I myself am on Medicare, and I can't even afford it because I have to buy all the
phone. Oh, yeah, it's all complete fraud. No, I get you. It's collapsing because of their delusion. So what's going to happen? Because they just think Homeland Security is going to save them, but Homeland Security is a bunch of dysfunctional people.
There is no Homeland Security. It's just a name that doesn't exist. It's all fictional, though. It's costing us a fortune.
No, it's a name over the federal agencies. I get it. So what happens now?
What happens now is that we get together as an American public, we ask and demand for an immediate recall of the President of the United States. We ask that he be imprisoned for crimes against humanity. We ask for that the Bush be imprisoned for crimes against humanity according to the rules and laws of the Bipartisan Commission and the International Court of Justice and any law, and then we immediately ask for a new election, and we create our own candidates. That is exactly what we have to do. If they refuse to do that, then we use whatever we need, whether it's cyber attack, whether it be guns, but it will be the force of our will which will determine the outcome of the United States of America. If we remain passive, then we deserve to be suppressed and repressed. If we do not stand up today at the moment of illegality, we will regret the day that we did not stand up. And I warned this on 9/11 when it happened, and people thought then I was crazy until they found out 10 years later, oh, yeah, this was a false flag and a stand down, and this was a lie. Well, the lies compounded until now. And quite frankly, I'm considered one of the most dangerous men in this country. That's what I was told by my intelligence community. Well, if I'm one of the most dangerous men in this country, then God help us. All I am is an American patriot and a citizen who fought for our country 8 different times, never asked for commission, never asked for a medal, never wanted to be recognized. But now I stand with thee, and I say to you again, we do not have a legitimate commander-in-chief. I'm asking our warriors and our soldiers, sailors, and Air Force, you do not have a legitimate commander-in-chief. He has been indicted for war crimes against people. He has been indicted for torturing interrogation. That's why you had a false flag today. And I'm asking our veterans, 11 million of them, to stand up and say that this is enough. We must ask for a recall, an impeachment, and an indictment. And then we will start again with a government that is of the people, for the people, and by the people. And God help us.
Well, I'll say this. I'm trying to fix things to the info war, but undoubtedly they're moving towards re-education centers, all this crap. And I agree, it's all fake unless we bow to it and give into it. They want to manifest a nightmare, and they're acting completely paranoid and freaked out because they drunk their own Kool-Aid. They really think all this is okay. They really think it's all right to do all of this. And all they've done is destroyed America's name, America's credit. Sure, they got a bunch of nuclear weapons. So what? And
they can't do anything, Alex. At this point, what it really means to me is somebody who's been in psychological warfare, with all due respect, is that they are very desperate. The more desperate you become, the more absurd your actions were. And this Boston massacre, Sandy Hook, Newtown, inviting people who never died and inviting those who were just injured to talk about gun control and talk about one's sanctity is an absurdity. It's a violation of everything we believe in the American Constitution.
Well, let me ask you this.
They are desperate.
Sure, sure. If they're desperate, what do you think they're going to do next? It's important to know that.
What they're going to do next is they're going to be very frightened because this type of transmission is going to literally put us into a nexus where we are literally in the position of a war against our own federal government. I know what will happen to me. I will be warned repeatedly again that I'm in an act of treason, and I am. I am boldly saying I am in an act of treason against tyranny, and I will view that as an act of patriotism. That is my defense. If I go to prison, I will fight that. If I have to fight, I will fight. I have said that to Jeb Bush with his brother, Bush Jr. I was more than happy to take him out and to use the military against him, and we did, in order to get rid of Scooter Libby, get rid of our Cheney's people, get rid of Bush's people, the Rumsfeld and others. But now I ask our military to stand down and stand with the American public and those of you who are below the rank of generals, because many of the generals there do not deserve to be generals. I stand with the American public, and you decide, are you with a government that is an illegal criminal government now, not decided by me, but decided by a bipartisan commission that indicted both Bush, Obama, and Clinton?
But the fact that could even happen and even be in the New York Times, that does signify a major power structure battle. In closing, because I want to try to fix this all peacefully, I'd be happy to have these globalists just move to another country, because I don't want, you know, this whole, you know, confrontation thing makes them dig in deeper. My whole issue is this. I understand how serious the hour is. I can feel it. I can see it. But, you know, aren't there ways What does it signify in the power structure that we're now to this level and that bipartisan commissions are saying the government is run by psycho killers?
What it means is that there have been good people, as I've said all along, and one of them has been an incredibly valuable and very courageous woman who's the executive manager of the New York Times, Julie Abramson, who has really put in articles without making it so apparent, but apparent to guys like me who are trained in psychological warfare, to say, yeah, there's the Boston Massacre, but by the way, why don't you think of this more important article, which is right below it? There have been legislators like Carl Levin, Asa Etchinson. There are a lot of legislators who need to know that the American public's behind them, but they have to act in order to indict the president of the United States. He can no longer remain commander-in-chief and president of the United States. He is not legitimate.
Who is Obama, really? I should have always asked you that.
He is an operative. He's a CIA creation. Forget where he's born, create anything else. He is totally a CIA creation. His mother was CIA. His grandmother was CIA. His grandfather on maternal side was CIA. They worked at the East-West Center, which I was in charge of when I was Deputy Assistant Secretary of East Asia and the Pacific. That's the center where we fund the CIA operatives. He went to Occidental College in L.A. He was trained by some of my guys who were in the CIA. He then went to Pakistan, Afghanistan, worked for another man named Peter Geithner, the father of Tim Geithner in CIA. He has never been anything but a CIA operative. He's never had a job. He's never been in public. He has never been anything but a CIA operative, and a very low one at that. He has had a history that's complicated in terms of his own sexual history, his own identity. I don't need to get into that. He does not belong as president of the United States. The point of fact now is not that he's black or white. He is an illegal presence now. He is a criminal, as determined by the Commission on Torture and Interrogation, that he has been indicted. And that's why you had this false flag, along with Bush Jr., who should
have been indicted. Let me ask you this, and then we're going to go to break, let you go, and bring in the next crew to cover all the breaking news that's happened here today. Dr. Steve Pachinik, I mean, you know, I've never heard you be so bold. Obviously, the hour is late. My whole issue is this. What does it mean? Because I'm not just saying this. I can't believe this has happened. I don't know if the media will ever get it, if the public will run with it, but they're just hoping no one understands this. Their false flag, like no other false flag, is usually it's 40 years later they admit, you know, Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen, or Gladio is real, or Ajax happened. This is unraveling within hours in front of everyone in spectacular fireworks. What is that going to do when they're going, we've got the guy, well, now we don't, and then they're shutting down the courthouse where the guy's at and bomb squads. I mean, they're probably killing the guy or something. I mean, are killing Navy SEALs? God only knows. They are running around like chickens with their heads cut off right now. What may they flee forward and do something new? What do you expect?
No, what's going to happen now is, and I think Alex and the audience should understand, Obama came forth, whoever he may be. As I said, he's a CIA asset. He is a creation of what the CIA and DARPA created in 73 when I was at MIT, and that is social media and the Internet. He's a total creation of it. He came to power in that social media. Now he must be brought down by that social media and the Internet. The very instrument that brought him to power can bring him down to power. And this is what I say to you in the audience. Whatever brought you to the banking system can be brought down the banking system by cyber war and cyber attacks. You have underestimated the power and the strength of the ability of Anonymous and others to literally take down the systems as WikiLeaks did. That was the most threatening element.
Absolutely. They tried to spin it that it was government and almost bought it, but it's certainly not now. Let me expand on that. Our reporter goes, takes over the press conferences, international news, injects the word false flag. Just one guy with a wife and a child, real deal, does it. I know I'm real. I'm nobody. I'm not even that smart, and I've done all this. I don't think people realize, you're right, the lone man, that's what they're scared of, doing things, taking action will bring them down, because they know they're just lone men that have done this. They're scared of good men coming against them.
Exactly. The most threatening, you hit it on the head, Alex. If those of you have learned a little bit about Henrik Ibsen and the dollhouse of the master builder of Norwegian origin, it is said that the most powerful man in the world is the lone man. We are each loners. We are each individualists. That's what makes America a great country. Alone, using the internet, using other means, and supporting our candidates, we can bring down this president. We can bring down the government. The government is the collusion of corruption, cronyism, and crookedness. It is a fearful entity that cannot stabilize very well.
Well, I don't want to bring it down and bring something even worse in. But if we do the Declaration of Independence,
you will not bring in worse, because with technology now and the internet, you will have to go through a period where you have to have a give and take, which was not what we had. We had two parties that really did not exist. The Republican Party was a joke. You had a joke as Mitt Romney, and then you had all the other ones, Michelle Bachmann and Santorum and Newt Gingrich. This was a circus. And then you had Obama, who was already pretty much in place as a result of social media, just an extension of the transgender Hillary Clinton. It's all Hillary Clinton and Clinton and their extension through Obama.
Transgender.
And that's what you've really
transgender,
seen.
Are you saying she's a man?
Well, I'm saying there's more an issue here with Hillary than you would imagine. She's not exactly what you think she is.
She's a hermaphrodite?
That's not relevant. But what's relevant is she is lethal, she's dangerous, and she's also not legitimately a candidate. She was also indicted for interrogation and terrorism.
She's a pig. There's no doubting she's a demonic pig. Okay, well, Dr. Pechenik, this has been an amazing interview. And as we have a false flag thing in chaos, and that's almost, you know, you're saying they're cold-blooded and focused, but look at this ham-fisted event. I mean, it's like, I think almost anybody could carry out a better event than this. I mean, these are a group of...
Correct, but thanks to technology and to your perception, this is not going to work. That's why technology is so efficient and can disrupt any false flag in any event now in the 21st century. That's what they cannot control. That's what the government fears. Cyber attacks and cyber war by any one of the people or a group of people or anonymous can take down this government very quickly.
Well, I mean, you call it cyber war. What about InfoWar? If we just swarm them, with the truth, there's nothing they can do. I mean,
well, the point is the truth has to mobilize people into action. People now have to act. They've heard the truth. They've now been told and reaffirmed by their own constitution and their own legislators that this president is...
Well, I was about to say, what you've said is in the Declaration of Independence, that when you have a tyranny, it's not just your right, it's your duty to throw it off and make a new government. And I say, take the Bill of Rights Constitution, re-upload the republic. We're not going to break away to get rid of the government.
No, we're not.
Break away to re-upload it.
You got it.
All right, Dr. Pechenik, we'll have to get an update from you tomorrow. StevePechenik.com. You are a brave person, and this is a story.